Welcome to our online devotional, and we continue in summer. Here it is, July 19th already, and the Y is finishing up, I think, their third week here. And tonight we'll have a worship service in the chapel at 7 o'clock, so if you miss Sunday, please come tonight. We'll have a great time in formal worship in the air-conditioned chapel. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we'll conclude our study of Jude. And then beginning in another week or so, I believe, let me check the calendar here, August 3rd, Bruce Londino will be teaching Back to the Future. It's a study of the Sermon on the Mount, I believe. Actually, it's Matthew 24 and 25, the Olivet Discourse, but very prophetic, and you'll enjoy that. This morning, we continue with kind of finishing up some thoughts about the healthy church. But don't let me forget to remind you of Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, our summer service, as we start Romans chapter 12. And we'll be talking about that chapter, which includes spiritual gifts and being transformed and renewing our minds and what those things mean. So we look forward to that. I want to start with a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, which I think ties in with some of Mark Dever's concluding thoughts, Mark Dever. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Being transformed into the image of Christ. This is the goal of the Christian, but this is part of a healthy church. Healthy churches reflect the image of Christ. This is becoming a challenge as there are fewer churches, I believe, desiring to reflect the character and image of Christ. Many churches are more concerned about the size of their church, how they can please the world, money and other things. Mark Dever writes this: healthy churches, churches that increasingly reflect the character of God, that's what it is, and this is revealed in the Word of God. If we increasingly reflect God's character, then it stands to reason that aspects of our lives, individually and corporately, that don't reflect His character, they'll be dealt with, right? They may need, he says, to be polished out. Curves in the glass that need to be flattened, and this takes work. God in His goodness has called us to live out the Christian life together as our mutual love and care reflect the love and care of God. Relationships imply commitment in the Word. Surely this implies in the church that He wants us to grow. We were never to be an island to ourselves, but living with and through one another, again, for the glory of God. He writes that many churches today are sick. We mistake selfish gain for growth, spiritual growth. We mistake emotion for worship. We treasure worldly acceptance rather than divine approval. The health of the church should concern all Christians because our churches are to display God and His glorious gospel. We are to bring Him glory by our lives together as a church. So he says, let's get back to where we started and present a light on a hill to a world lost in darkness. That's the challenge, folks, as we strive to be a church in these last days, where we all with unveiled face, as Paul writes, beholding the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Lord, help us as a church to glorify You. Lord, help us to follow You. Help us to be transformed and reflect Your image in our hearts and minds. Forgive us as we fail. Lord, help us to keep getting up and polishing that mirror so that we reflect You. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I look forward to seeing some of you tonight at our Wednesday worship service. And again, this Sunday, again, 10 a.m. in the sanctuary. And God bless you guys. Have a great day and a great weekend. Bye.